بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today we do the last two ayat under this chapter on remembering death and curtailing aspirations, long, long hopes and desires. And as we explained, this is a very effective means, very effective tool to curtail aspirations, desires, long hopes, is when a person remembers death and he remembers the suddenness, or he thinks about that suddenness that death can arrive to any person. Can be the strongest of persons, can be the most healthiest of person, can be the fittest of person. But Allah Ta'ala has written time for a person to go. A person doesn't know which land he'll go in, he doesn't know which time he'll go in, he doesn't know in what condition he'll go in, he doesn't know what excuse it will be for his time to come. So the person thinks and he ponders over these things, then automatically it helps him to curtail his long, long aspirations, his desires, and the desire to fulfill the desire of this dunya. So these two ayats, a little bit long, but very, very meaningful. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتُ قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْتُ كَلَّا إِنَّهَا كَلِمَةٌ هُوَ قَائِلُهَا وَمِن وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَلَا أَنْسَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَلَا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ فِي جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدُونَ تَلْفَحُ وُجُوهَهُمُ النَّارُ وَهُمْ فِيهَا كَالِبُونَ. إِلَى قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ عَدَدَ سِنِينَ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ فَاسْأَلِ الْعَادِّينَ قَالَ إِنْ لَبِثْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. In Surah Mu'minun, Allah Ta'ala brings these ayat that describes the scene at the time of death and at the time of hashar, at the time when the reckoning is done. So at the time of death, Allah Ta'ala starts off these ayats, until the time arrives when death comes to any one of them. Then he says, oh my Allah, that these are speaking about those people. They did not desire death, they did not long for death, they did not think of death. Their whole life was this dunya, the disbelievers, the munafiqeen, etc. And even it can include those people that were Muslims, but they behaved like those people that were disbelievers. So when now death comes, in other words, no preparation, no thought of akhirat was there, no amal was there. So Allah Ta'ala is explaining, until the time arrives, when death comes to any one of them, then he says, oh my Allah, allow me to return so that I may perform good deeds in that which I left behind. Just allow me a little bit of time. I just want to return so I can do some good deeds. Allah Ta'ala will say, kalla. Never. It is merely a statement that he utters, that this desire is only something that he's talking. There's nothing more than words to it. There's nothing more than any type of words. It means there's nothing. There's no action to what will happen to the person's desire and his words. Never. It is merely a statement that he utters. Behind them is barzakh until the day they are resurrected. Allah Ta'ala now puts a barrier between that person and this world. And that barrier is called barzakh. And until what point a person will remain in barzakh? Until the second blowing of the trumpet, second blowing of the sur. First blowing, we know everything that is living now will die. Every single living creature will die. And the second blowing, all the believers, all the non-believers, every human being now will be resurrected. Everything that had life in it will be resurrected through the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the trumpet is blown, now this, neither shall there be any family ties between them. This is referring to the second blowing. There shall be no family ties between them. In this world when they lived, they appreciated the family ties. People kept contact, etc. People helped one another. Nowadays, unfortunately, even that has been getting lost. But there was such a thing as family ties. On the day of Qiyamah, if everyone will be nafsi, 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 that family ties also won't be there. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that when the people will be resurrected, then there will be no family ties between them, nor will they ask about each other. Whoever scales are weighty shall surely be successful. Whoever scales are light, they are the ones that have put themselves at a loss, and they shall remain forever in Jahannam, in hell. The fire which will scorch their faces, and they shall be, fire will scorch their faces, and they shall be disfigured there. Then Allah Ta'ala is explaining, Alam takun ayati tutla alikum, were my verses not recited to you, but you used to reject them. They will cry out, oh Allah, our wretchedness overpowered us. In other words, our faults, our wretchedness, our weaknesses overpowered us. and we were deviated, and we were a deviated nation, O Allah, remove us from here. If we ever repeat ourselves, then we must surely be oppressors. In other words, one more chance. Yesterday we gave the example of a child ball. Person gets out on the first ball and he says another chance. Same thing, they'll be pleading to Allah Ta'ala, just one more chance. Remove us from here. If we ever repeat ourselves, then we surely must be oppressors. Allah Ta'ala said, remain disgraced in it and do not speak to me. Imagine what a statement this is. Do not speak to me. These are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wala tukallimun. Do not speak to me. If a person has love for someone and that person says, don't speak to me, how do you feel? Imagine the greatest of the great and the one that is loved the most. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell them, don't speak to me. Oh, our sustainer. Before that, Allah ta'ala says that there was a group of my servants who used to say, oh, our sustainer, we have believed, so forgive us and have mercy on us. Indeed, you are the best of those who show mercy. So there was this group also in the dunya that when the message came, they accepted immediately. So this is the group that is being spoken about, that they would say, oh, our sustainer, we have believed you, so forgive us and have mercy on us. Indeed, you are the best of those who show mercy. Now these people, but you ridicule them. In other words, telling these people, there were this group of people who were pious, they were good, there was a good amongst them. But what did you do to these people? You ridicule them until they made you forget to remember me. And you used to laugh at them. I have rewarded them today for their patience. It is a good sign for us to remember that people may ridicule us, call us all types of names, orthodox, backwards, wasting time, etc. But they will, this announcement will come. Imagine what respect this will be at that time. We may be thinking that we're getting disgraced, but what disgrace will be on that time? And Allah will tell them, don't speak to me. That they were pious people that you ridiculed. They were pious people that you called them names. They were pious people that you mocked at. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling them, the mockery now is taking place on that day on behalf of the pious people. So for the pious people shouldn't be getting affected. People of deen, people of iman shouldn't be getting affected by the mockery of the mockers. Because the day will come and Allah ta'ala will fix up that mockery once and for all. So Allah ta'ala is saying, now I have rewarded them. Those people that you used to mock, I have rewarded them today for their patience. They are certainly, these people now that are in Jahannam, they are certainly unsuccessful. He will ask, how long did you stay on earth by the count of years? They will say, we stayed only a day or part of a day. Thought they were enjoying themselves, all the enjoyment, but that day they'll realize they only stayed one part of a day in this world. But ask those who count, he will say, you stayed only for a little. If only you had known, did you think that we had created you? Allah Ta'ala in this ayat is saying, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Did you think that we had created you in vain and you will not return to us? Surah Mu'minun. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of pondering how deep and beautiful these verses are. Very often people get depressed and to try and impress other people, we want to do things. But a real respect is a respect on that day. A man who obeyed Allah Ta'ala, he was patient in this world, he tolerated what other people had to say, etc. A day will come when Allah Ta'ala will give him such respect, such enjoyment, that the respect and all the honor that a person may have thought that he would enjoy will be like almost a day or part of a day, as though nothing we enjoy. Kam labistum fil ardi adada sinin. That Allah Ta'ala will ask them, how long did you stay? Labisna yoman o ba'da yomin fas'alil addin. That we only stayed one day or just a portion of a day. In other words, that enjoyment we had was so short-lived. There was nothing worth it for us to lose everything in akhirat. Therefore we should be intelligent and we should be working towards though that period where enjoyment will be forever and ever and ever, rather than wasting our time in this world trying to getting the haram pleasures of the dunya. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.